أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. From the beginning of this ruku, the second ruku of Surah An-Nisa, here in detail, Allah explains the laws of inheritance in Islam, what the shares of each and every person is when they inherit from their parents or from whoever they inherit, what is everyone's share. And these shares are fixed by Sharia. Our will and the last testament is different from other worlds, that in our world we don't say so and so must get so much and so must get so much. That is fixed by Allah Ta'ala already. And what the world we have to make, if we have to stipulate, if we are owing anyone money, somebody is owing us, we got qaza, namazes, we did not make our hajj, etc. All those details we have to write. But as far as shares are concerned, they are fixed already. As we read in the previous ruku, we learned that previously before Islam, women had no share in inheritance. And similarly, old people, small children, only those men had a share in inheritance who were fit to fight. The Arabs were wont to their fighting, and those who could fight, they should get a share in the inheritance, others should not get. Already Allah Ta'ala had mentioned previously that women also have a share in the inheritance. And with regard to the children and the orphans, particular discussions were about that. Now here Allah Ta'ala explains the details, how much each one will get. Man, woman, father, mother, brother, sister, all the family members who are entitled to receive what the shares are. In the next ruku, these laws are given in detail. Some of them are given in some other places, and the completion of it is in the hadith, and Allah reward the fuqaha who have made it very easy. With this great difficulty of extracting these laws, they set it out in a simple form for us that we could understand and grasp it. Yes, so Allah Ta'ala says, يُسِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. حُکم کرتا ہے تم کو اللہ تمہارے اولاد کے حق میں. Allah is making wasiyat to you with regard to your children. Wasiyat, there are two words that are used here. One is nasihat and one is wasiyat. Nasihat is advice. And that normally a person gives when he's living, I'm giving you this nasihat, I'm giving you this advice, you should do this, you should do that. And wasiyat usually refers after I pass away. And because wasiyat, people pay more attention to it, that that person was speaking of the time after he passes away. So Allah uses the word wasiyat for that importance. Allah, na'uzu billah, is never going to pass away. That's right out of the question. But that we pay more attention to this commands of Allah with regard to the laws of inheritance, and we do them properly. That's why Allah Ta'ala used the word wasiyat. And also, wasiyat is used like after for things after a person passes away. And inheritance is also distributed normally after a person passes away. A person is allowed to distribute his inheritance in his lifetime. Then there are different rules that apply to that. So Allah Ta'ala has given these laws. And one particular basic fundamental law as far as the distribution of inheritance is concerned, لِلْزَكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. Ek marad ka hissa hai barabar do auraton ka. The share of a man is equal to two of that of woman. In other words, man get double of what woman get. Now we should remember that first women were getting nothing whatsoever. Now Islam came and gave them half, which is a big amount. It's half of the man, but it, where they were getting nothing. And now they are getting half of what the man gets, so it is a big amount. That was at the beginning time of Islam. And the great favor of Islam on women is still today also. the feminists, modernists, they find a problem with Islam here that there isn't gender equality. That women don't get the same of what men get. Men get double and women get half. But this is because they are half-brained and they don't see the reality of matters. If we just work it out, we see actually the woman gets much more than what the man gets. For example, if a boy is about, say, 25, a woman, her sister is about 20, the father has passed away and they now get the inheritance. For example, the boy gets 100,000, so the girl will get 50,000. It looks there is a discrepancy. Why is she getting less and he is getting more? But the reality of the matter is she is getting much more than what he is getting. It's just a matter of scratching the surface and seeing what is the reality they are under. So at the age of about 25, the boy is going to get married, the girl is going to get married. When the boy gets married, first of all, he has to pay meher, dowry. If he wants to pay meher e fatmi, he'll be paying around about 20,000. And then after that, he has to make walima. Walima, roughly 100 rand a head. If he invites 50 people, so it's 5,000 rand he has to spend for his walima. And then he has to provide accommodation for his wife. He's going to rent, and for rental, with water and lights, he'll pay 10,000 roughly. And then he has to furnish that place. Furniture will cost him perhaps 50,000-60,000. So his whole 100,000 roughly will be spent just in the marriage. And now his counterpart, his sister gets married. She got half of what he got. She only gets 50,000. But she's got absolutely no expenses when she gets married. She doesn't have to pay meher. There is no walima that she has to make. She doesn't have to worry about accommodation. So where he gets nothing, she is getting 50% net, 50,000 net. So she scores much more. So it is these people who are blind, who are half-brained, that they level an accusation to Islam and say that there isn't gender equality. In fact, the woman needs nothing. She should get nothing. But Allah has done a great favor of women for which they should be very thankful to Allah Ta'ala that they are getting that half which they don't need. It is just a gift. A man has got a lot of expenses. He has to now, and he got married. When he gets a child, he has to pay for all the expenses of the child. Today, just the delivery of a child is so much. That expense is not on the woman, it is on the man. After that, you have to buy clothes for the child. All the other things that are related to that, everything is on the father. So his expenses are much more. So it's only right and fair that the man must get more than what the woman gets. So this is that beautiful deen of Islam, which unfortunately we as Muslims also don't understand. So where are the non-Muslims going to understand? We don't practice our deen to see, to show what it is like. So how will the non-Muslims see? And worst of all, we follow their ways. And we go to lawyers and spend huge amounts of money to make our wills by the lawyer. And that will is not worth the paper it is written on. Because it is against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no barakat, there is no validity of it, nothing whatsoever. If we can live as Muslims and we show the world what Islam is, people will accept Islam wholeheartedly, as history has proven. That when the people who hated, not Islam, they hated the Muslims because they said they are following Islam, but they were not following Islam. And when those Muslims who came in contact with them, who were following Islam, who were Muslims, then those people readily also accepted Islam. It is a need that we bring Islam in our lives. And for that, the first thing is, just that we are thinking we are living an Islamic life, that must come out of us. And we must realize that I'm far from living an Islamic life, and I have to bring a proper Islamic life. Just the outward show of namaz and that. Our namazes also have got no reality in them.
We just made fajr. Each one can see for himself what contact I had with Allah in my namaz. When I was in sajda, did I know I was in sajda in front of Allah? When I was standing, did I think even I'm standing in front of Allah? Or all the world's thoughts came to us in our namaz. So Allah give us the tawfiq to learn our deen, practice our deen, and propagate our deen. And the main propagation is not by words and lectures and articles and books, but our own life, what our life is. That is the main propagation of deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.